Vayter in Shasper and Kedushin Daf Samach Aleph, picking up on Samach Mabez by the bottom of the page by the Mishnah. By the Mishnah. Vayter in more in Yane Tanoim. Amanash Shishli base core offer of a guy says, marry me on condition that I have a base core of land. That is a lot of land. Rashi says it's enough for Makabari Lazura Lamed Soin. It's a place that you could plant over there 30 sa'a, which comes out to 5, 6, 7 acres of land. Harezim and Kadesh Yeshlo, they're married as long as he has that. Amanash Yeshlo Makamploni, if he says that I have Amanash, I have a base car in this particular place. Emeshlo Makam Kadesh, if he does, then they're married. Vim Lav Enim Kadesh, if not, then they are not married. Amanash, Shar Eich base car offer that I'm going to show you a base car offer. Harezim and Kadesh Yeshlo, they're married, but then she has to go and show it. Vim Harab Bika Enim Kadesh, but if he shows it in a valley, then they're not married. Rashi says that what he does is hare lech ve'im hare babika, hare lech bika gedola. It shows a huge value. But kama batikaron, there's many batikaron there. Ve'ein echad mem shalom, none of them are really his, and they're not married because she assumes that it means that he's talking about his own. Now, frak the Gemara. When the guy says that marry me in condition I have this base core, that we say it has to be that we know the guy has it. And if not, then it's no good. But hold on, that's mashma, that if you don't know, then it's no good. But why shouldn't we be worried? Maybe he has it. Like we don't have Adam here, but maybe he does have it. Nechashama Yeshlo. Maybe Taka does have it. It should be Kedushim Yisafik. Votanya from Evabaisa. Chashir and Yibshal. It says we're worried. Maybe yes. We saw this in yesterday's daf. Lokasha, it's not a question. Habi Kedushim Vade, Habi Kedushim Yisafik. Enichanami. If we are worried, and therefore it's Kedushay Suffolk, but we were talking about cases of Kedushay Vaday. So if he shows it, then great, they're married, Megadesh is Vaday, and if not, then it's Suffolk. Lama Limisigabi Ira. So now the question is, why do we have to say this idea by land, Volum Limisigabi Zuzi, and by money? It seems to be the same principle, the same din that comes out of it. So why do we have to like double up on these ideas? So we need both. Theish Menegabi Zuzi, if we just would have thought about money, Mishum Da Avide Inche Damatse. We could say only then that we're going to say, if there's no Edom there, then we're going to say that it's married, be Suffolk, because people go out and they hide their money. Rashi says, V'hazam hu, t'chazina im yesh lo have a kedushay vaday, lo chazina have a kedushay Suffolk, because the guy hides things. Aval ara ema, when it comes to land, aval ara ema I de isle ara kala isle. If he has land, then there'd be a kol that he has land. We'd know about it. And the fact that we don't see it means we're not even worried. Me suffik, kamash malon, not true. Even then, it could be he has land that we don't know about. Amanashish li b'makom ploni im yeshel. Then he says, the marry me on condition I have in this particular place, this land, a base core. If yes, yes, and if no, no. Pshita says, well, obviously, if he doesn't have it, then it's no good. Why are you telling me that? Ma'udetema amar lo amay nafka lachmina. He says back there, like, what do you care? Like, okay, I said that it's in France, ends up being it's in Irkutsk or Yakutsk. Says Rashi, my nafka l'minachim rochaku ela terachna umay sina tavua lebesi. I'll do the extra tircha. I'll go get it. I'll bring it to the house, the produce. This is Gemara says, I'm going to look my nafka l'minachim ela terachna umay sina, and I'm going to bring it over here. Kamash Malan is coming to tell you that the Kedushin is going to be no good, even if he says that claim afterwards. The bottom line, it's got to be in the place where he said it's going to be. Amanasha Ayach Beskar Alpha, when he says in Kedushin, I'm going to show it to you, and then he says, bring it to a big, it's no good, because we assume that it really has got to be his. Tana. Show the land, and then you're good to go. Tana. Lo Neskavan Zu El Liros Mishlo. Her Kavan is only to see that which belongs to him. It doesn't belong to him, they're not married. V'im Harabibika, and that's just Pshita, obviously. Right? It's got to be that it's his and not if it's some random person's. Lo tzricha dinukit b'distura. A case where the guy's a sharecropper on that land and he gets part of it. It says arisus. This is arisus. And even in that case, it's not going to be considered married because she assumes it means actual land belongs to him and not that she has some sort of stake in it. That he's going to make some money based off his working. We're about to jump in right now. In the case where a guy says he's a base core of land, does it mean base core of farmable land? Is he including also like little ditches and little hills and so on and so forth? Is that included in the count? We're going to first talk about the idea about if you have all these type of rocky areas in reference to redeeming land that's consecrated land. And then we're going to talk about it in reference to a sale of land. And then we're going to try to figure out which one is more comparable to the idea of Kiddushin, which one do we use? Gabe Hektish Tanan, we have a Mishnah in Erichin about Hektish. Beep, turn the page. Samach Aleph. A makdish sadehu b'shasa yovav. Someone is makdish, he consecrates his field, his land, during yovel. Nosim zera chomer se'orim chamishim shekel kesef. He gives for every area in which a chomer is a core of land, is the same measure as the core. So where there's a chomer of barley is able to be sown over there, he has to pay 50 shekel per that amount. Hayu nikoyim amukim asar tfachim. If there's these holes that are 10 tfachim deep in the area, oslaim gevon asar tfachim, or rocks that are 10 high, einim dalim, those are not counted as part of the equation, in which case ends up that you pay less because you don't count that in. Pachas mikan, but if they're less than that size, if they're less than 10 tfachim, high or low, nimda dinima, then they are measured along with it, and you got to pay for that. And we also asked about that. Nihid bahadi ara lo kachu. Okay, it makes sense that these rocky areas of these, you know, these, what's the word I'm looking for? We'll call them these ditches. When they're more than 10 tfachim, that they don't become kadosh, nikdashu ba'ape nefshayu, but they should become kadosh on their own, meaning not connected to it. Rashi says lios nindadim fima sheish behen v'lo ya'alim midron shalem b'cheshbon. Why don't we assess those particular things on their own and actually have to pay for it, the 50 shekel per base core of them? V'chitim, we want to say kama d'lo have base core lo chashiv, that these, if you put all these together, all these, you know, elevations and the decreasing in the land, it doesn't equal up to a base core, and therefore it's not considered chashuv, and therefore you don't pay the 50 shekel shtekel. Or a minu. We have a brayso that seems to say not like that. Sadeh. When the pasuk talks about being makdish, this field, this ancestral land, Rashi says, v'havi l'mechta v'ibmei achuzaso yakdish ish, if a person wants to, from his ancestral stuff, wants to now go out and be makdish it. Because of imisdei achuzaso. So it says sada, the word sada over there. Ma tamad lomar, why are you saying that? L'fisha ne'amar zera chomer sa'or mechamishim. Since later in the same pasuk, it speaks out zera chomer sar mechamishim, that a chomer of barley, meaning like we said before, can be seeded. It's got to pay 50 silver shekel in order to redeem that. And liel sheikh this binyan hazeh. I only know when you do it in this way, where he did such a thing, which is big enough to go ahead and plant that amount. Minayin the rabbis lech sech v'chatzi lesech. How do I know something which is smaller than a core or smaller than a half core? Saw Tarkov, Chatzi Tarkov, or which is even smaller than that, Vafilu Rova, or even a quarter kav. Minayin, how do we know that we can learn now that even these small things have to be redeemed according to this 50 shekel per base core shtekel? Tamid lomer sadeh mikol makom, which means any size that it is. Therefore, you see, even if all these elevations and decreasing of the land, it's a better word, but sorry about that, going up and going down the land, is not going to equal up to that amount, it's still worth, clearly, it's chashuv enough from the word sadeh. So why don't we judge it on its own right? Why are we letting it off the hook? So now the Gemara answers that, we're dealing with these nekayim, these ditches that are filled with water. Mishum delab and Israelin, since now they can't be sown on, you can't grow on it. Rashi says v'kasav zera umidi delab and Israelinu enu niftim b'damim alalu ela b'shavio. It's something which is not like that. It's not able to be seeded. So then, meaning with deed, not seated, but seeded, you can't seed on it, then we wouldn't say the same thing. And dikanami, dikatani, we have to learn it out for the fact that it says these deep things or these high rocks, dumi dislam gvoim, which means that they're similar to high rocks, meaning the things that you're not able to grow in over there. Shma mina, right? The also idea, this is filled up with water, like we saw before. It's just like the high rocks come to a tip and a point you can't grow in, so to these deep gorges in the land, you're not able to do also if it's filled up with water. Says the Gemara, now hold it, dar, ee, if that's the determining factor of here, whether it can grow or not, then even if it's less than 10 tefachim, it also should be that they shouldn't be included because they're not able to grow the stuff over there. This is Gemara. No. Hanu nagni da'ara mikri. These are called literally like a basin, something that gathers a little bit of water, or shidra da'ara mikri. They're called literally like a spine of the land. It's just things that are bottled to the land itself. Rashi says, "Welcome Sloim in Lam Shom Sloim LaAtzmam Ella Al Shem Akarka Him Nikraim Shidros Akarka." It's not even called a rock; it's just called like a growth of the land itself. Therefore, it's considered part of it. Okay, so now we see that halachas as it comes to these type of rocks that go up or go down. When it's talking about a stay achuza, but what about a regular sale of land? Gabi mecher tenan, that's when you want to redeem it, you have to pay 50 per, etc. But now what about gabi mecher? We learned by sale that. Omer l'chaver, someone says to his friends, beis kor afer ani mocher l'cha. I'm going to say this land is a beis kor. V'ahu sham nekar memukam masar tfachim. Oslaim gvoim masar tfachim. Einim dam dimimo, they're not measured as part of it. Pachas b'kam, but if it's less than that, then I'm dobi mba, there are measures of part of it. V'amim ar'uk v'barchama, af al-pi she'ein malayim, malayim ayim, even though they're not filled with water, and therefore it's still ro'i to plant over there, it's still not counted as part of it. My time, how come? I'm rav papa, l'fi she'ein adam rotsa she'iten es mosa basada achas, v'yareya lo kishnayim v'kshlosha makomos. A person doesn't want to put his money by one land, and then see that the land looks like two or three different places over there. So it has to be that he has an amount that he says it's going to be, and it's not included in it, even if you could plant there, as opposed to by state by Sachuza, if it could be planted over there, that it would be included in it. Hachamai. The question is now, what's going to be the case of Kiddushin? When a person has a base core and he has these rocks going up or these indents going down, are they included as part of it or not? Lehekdish bedamin lo, do we compare it to Hekdish? And therefore, it is not considered part of it. Ola mecher bedamin lo, or do you consider it to mecher? And is, sorry, Lehekdish bedamin lo, and therefore, they are counted and included in the count over here, if they're 10 tefachim deep. Or is it lemecher medamin lo? Therefore, it's not considered part of it. Rashi says ve'einim dadim. Says going mistaber lehektish medamin lo. We compare it to hektish. The amar lo, because in the case of marriage, it says ana tarachta v'zerano maisina. The guy says that don't worry about the fact that it has these things. I'm going to work hard and I'm going to grow the crops over here and bring the stuff home to you. And therefore, we do count it as part of the count, and that works out better for this guy. Zoktanix Heilige Heilige Mishnah. We're about to go into the world of Tanoi, making a Tanoi a condition. And we're going to see something known as a Tanoi Kafel. Tanoi Kafel means when you say something and you kafel, you double it up. So when you say, like, if you do this, then good. And if you do not do this, then not good. That would be the doubling up part. And if you do not, then that. That's one aspect. Rashi is going to bring in another thing that in order for Tanoi to work, you have to have a Tanoi Kafel, and it has to be Tanoi Kodem Lamaisa, meaning if this, that's the Tanoi, then the action, as opposed to this action, if this, and it has to be the Hain before the Lav, at least the way Rashi puts it. It has to be the positive thing before the negative. If not this, then that, that's the wrong way of getting it. It's going to start with if this, then that, and if not this, then not that. So that's Kafel, Kodem Lamaisa, and Hain before Lav. It's like the Heilige, Heilige, Heilige Mishnah. This is all based off Psukim, which are found in the Parasha when they're going to Eretz Yisrael. And we know that God and B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven, and Nechazi Shiva Menashe didn't want to come into Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to stay out in the land to be able to give for their sheep in order to go ahead to graze over there. So Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu said, listen, if you come in and you fight with Klai Yisrael, then okay, then you can have that. As the pasuk says, "Vayomer Moshe aleim im yavu bnei Gad ubnei Reuven itchem es yarden kho cholz menachem alchem you come to fight with us afnei Hashem v'nichbas ha'aretz afneichem nesatam lehem es eretz ha'gilad lachuza." Then you can have this type of thing. You can have this land for an inheritance. V'im lo yavu chalutzim itchem v'nachuzu b'sochem be'eretz Kanan. And if not, so you see that's the double one over there. Then you're not going to have it. So now look the Heilige Mishnah. Let's see inside. The Mishnah says as follows: Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Tanai Shenu Tanai Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven Einu Tanai. Any Tanai does not like Bnei Gad Reuven. It's not a Tanai. Says Rashi: V'yafal Bishlo Niskayim Tanai Niskayim Hadvarim. Even if the Tanai is not Mekuyim, the Dvarim are Mekayim. Kigon Ariza Giteich. This is your get. Amanash Titteli Matayim Zuz. On condition you give me 200 Zuz. V'lo Pirish Likvol, and it doesn't say V'im Lo Titni. Lo ye get ella kan tanai shel matayim zuz klal vafilu lo nitna have a get. It's considered a get. We see Moshe Rabbeinu had to double up when they're going to Eretz Yisrael. Im lo yavru chalutim itchem v'nechzu b'sochem shma minah di lo kafal. If you didn't double it up, haisa matanasno kayames, the tanai would work, the whatever thing would work. Even if they weren't over the Yarden, if you're going to come to fight, Alpha Bishamar im Yaviru Rasatam Leslon Michal Hainatashamayalav. Vuhuddin Nami to be in the Tanai called the Maisa has to be the Tanai is mentioned before the Maisa, the act. Midalo Amar Tanu Lahem, the fact that it didn't say Tanu Lahem im Yavru, give to them if they pass. Masha Dim Amar Haki Lo Asi Tanai Mavato Maisa. The Masna de Kadme. Vishamin and Nami Dabin and Hain Kod Malav. It's gotta have the yes before the no, positive before the negative. Always positivity first. Delo Amar, for the fact that it means Delo Amar Tchila Im Lo Yavru El Altitnu Vim Yavru Unesatim. The fact that it doesn't double up like that must be that it's gotta be in that direction as well. It's got to be the positive for the negative. Back into the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says it's got to be tonight, kafel. And Shinawa's Pasuk says, Vayomer Aleim, Im Yavru B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain, Uksiv, Im Lo Yavru Chalutim, you don't go over, then you're not going to get it. Rabbi Chanina B'Gamliel Omer, Tzar Chadavar Lomer, nah. You think that it has to be tonight kafel because the Pasuk wasn't necessary to double it up, and therefore you learn out all your dinim. Nah, it doesn't have to be tonight kafel. And you're saying, but it kind of doubles up what's pshat. That was necessary. Tzar chadav v'lamo, it needed to tell us that. Shalom aleichem yesh b'masher shevilu be'eretz Kanan lo yirchalu. Because I hadn't written that, then you would think maybe that I'm going to inherit in b'eretz Kanan at all, and therefore, it's coming to tell you that's not the case. You're going to get that no matter what. Now says the Gemara, shaper kamal Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Rabbi Meir. It's a good response to him. Therefore, you don't have to cut off. What are you going to say back? I'm looking Rabbi Meir. Isak adaitach lav l'tanai kafel hudas. So if you're going to say that Moshe Ben is not saying this in order to do tanai kafel, licht of let the pasuk just say ve'im lo yavru v'nochsu b'sochachem. You don't have to say the words be'eretz Kanan. Why are you saying the words be'eretz Kanan? Must be to teach you the idea of tanai kafel. Beep, turn the page. Samachal mabez. Lomeli, why don't you to say those? Shema minol tanai kafel does. It's coming to teach you that it's for tanai kafel. For b'chanina b'gamliel, he says back, ilo kuz rachmano eretz Kanan. Had to write eretz Kanan. Because if it hadn't, then half of me would have thought, v'nochsu b'sochachem, be'eretz Gilad. When it says, when the pasuk says that if b'nei Gad b'nei Ruvain don't fight, they're going to inherit in your midst. It means they're going to get a small land in Gilad with the rest of the Shvatim. Aval Eretz Kanan klal lo, he wouldn't have gotten Eretz Kanan at all. Therefore, I have to say the words Eretz Kanan and say even if they don't fight, they're still going to get a piece in Kanan. Rabbi Meir, Bisochachem, he says back that the first words of the Pasuk, it says they will inherit Bisochachem in your midst. That's Kol Hech Te'islu Mashma. The Islachumasa, wherever you have land, that's where you're going to get also. So the words where it's Kanan, therefore, are extra. And it's coming to teach you this idea of Tanai B'God. But Reuven, it's got to be Tanai Kafel. Tanya. We learned in Abraisa, Amr Bechanin Begamil, Mashal Ma'adav Dome. The Adam show you mechalik nechos of the bun of a guy who's he's splitting up his property for his kids. Amr and he says, Ploni bini yirasa de plonis. This son is going to get this field. Ploni bini yirasa de plonis. He gets this one. Ploni bini yitain matayim zuz v'yirasa de plonis. My third one, it should give 200 zuz, and he's going to get the last field there. Vim lo yitain, and if he doesn't give yirashim echa b'shar nechosim, he's going to get a piece of the land from the other two fields with his brothers. Mi garam lo liwash im echa b'shana chasim. Which of the statements causes the last son to get a chelek of the other of his brothers? Kfelo garam lo. It's the fact that he doubled up is what caused him to get it. So in the same way, Moshe Rabbeinu did that also, that this doubling up caused him to be able to inherit a portion in Kinaan. But not that you have to do a tanai kafel every time you do a tanai. V'ha, in fact, the Gemara in this, v'halo daimi moshel masnisen. That's not dome to our Mishnah, that moshel that he brought. Hasam, because over there in that Mishnah, Katani of Chinin is saying, yesh b'mashma shafilu be'eretz Kanan lo yinchalu. If Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say the second part, then the mashmos would be that if Gad and Reuven didn't fight, they wouldn't inherit in Kanan. Alma kfila le'eretz gilad nami mahani. So it comes out then that the Mishnah is saying that the double shtickle Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking up is helping for the land of Gilad too. They're going to get their standard share in Kanan and Gilad, where before this they would have gotten nothing. But over here, Rav Chanina in the Braisa is teaching the following idea. Mi garam lo li rashim achem echav b'shar nechasam. Which part of this Tanai is causing this last son to be yoresh, to inherit? a piece of the other ones of his brothers. Kfelu garmlo, it's the kfelu that's doing the doubling up. Alma kfelu shanachasim hu dekamahani. We see that what it's helping for is only for the other stuff, the other possessions. So the Braisa is telling us that if Moshe left out the double wham, if he hadn't doubled up on it, then Gad and Reuven would have given up a part of Canaan on one side of the Yarden. They still would have gotten on Gilad, but this goes against the Mishnah. What are we going to do with that? Says Gemara, lo kashe. This kind of shayla. Ha mekmei de neim alei Rabbi Meir v'nochazu. Ha lebasa de neim alei Rabbi Meir v'nochazu. By our Mishnah, it's talking about Chanina's first statement to Rabbi Meir before Rabbi Meir said back to him when he brought the pasuk v'nochazu and they will inherit. And the Braisa was saying Chanina's second statement to Rabbi Meir after Rabbi Meir said back to him the pasuk they're going to inherit. Now we have a series of psukim that seem to be bringing a raya to Rabbi Meir that you have to double up, and we have to figure out what Rav Chanina is going to do with them. Bishlam Rabbi Meir, that's what it says in this week's parsha. The Lublin strikes again. Im tativ se'es. If you better yourself, then you're going to be rewarded. Vim lo tativ, and if you don't better yourself, the pesachat esroves, then sin is resting at the door. So we have the Tanai Kafel. Elo Rabbi Chanina, lamali, why did you have to double up over there? There's a Gemara, sakatat chamina. No. If only the first part would have been said, then I would have think that Imtative agra. If you do better, you'll get rewarded. It's gonna be good. Imlotative lo agra volodina. But if you don't, then you won't get rewarded, but you won't get punished. But kamash malan. No, there's gonna be some sort of punishment. So it's not a tanai kafel. Bishlam Rabbi Meir Hadik 77 when it says the pasuk oz tinokem me olasi. When it says about Eliezer when he sent to go find a wife for Yitzchak, the pasuk says that Avram Avinu says to him that go and do you know what I tell you And if it doesn't work out and they don't go with you, so then you'll be cleansed from my oath. So he does a tanai kafel. Elo Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, why does he have to double up? Says, well, no, itzrich. He needed to double it up. Why did he need to double it up? Because Sakadai the Chamina, I would have thought had he not done that in Hechad Denicha Loli Dida. If let's say, because it says that if she wants to come with you and his family wants it and all that stuff, so then you're good. And if not, then you're off the hook. So Hechad Denicha Loli Dida, where she's good to go back to, Velo Nicha Loli Didu, but the family doesn't want it, Maisa Bal Kochai, you should do it against their will. Kamash Mel is coming to say, no, it's got to be the family's on board. I, what if it says, Velim Lo Sova Isha Lamali, why have to say, and if the woman doesn't want to come with you, why have to say that part? It's a Kasakadai the Chamina, I would have thought, Hechad Denicha in a case where, let's say, the family's on board, but she doesn't want it nice about cooking against the will, come much willing. No, it's got to be with her consent and their consent, and that's what's going on. Bishal remarried, it says, if you go my ways, it'll be good, and if you don't, then it will not be good. Tanai kafel, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, lo me the way I have to double up on it. It's shechini do. Kasaka tachmin, I would have thought, if you go my ways, bracha, it'll be a bracha. But if you despise my ways, lo bracha velo klo, wouldn't be either one. Kamashwala, if you have to tell us, no, there's going to be a klola. Bish, lo me the Rabbi Meir, hainu dechsev. It's good according to Rabbi Meir, that which it says, bish, lo me Meir, hainu dechsev, im tovu, shematem, apostolic, and yushaya, if you're willing and you listen to the words, right? But then it goes on and it says, then you're going to eat the good of land. But if you refuse and you rebel, then you're going to be eaten by the sword and the mouth of Hashem has spoken. So when it says, Im tovu shmatem, im tamasu marisem, doubling up over there. What do I need that for? It's kasaka techmi. I would have thought, Im tovu tova. If you're willing to go and listen to Hashem, it's going to be good. Im tim anu lo tovu lero. Won't be good, won't be bad. Come on, someone's going to tell you, no, it's going to be bad. Now, Frex the Gemara, on that last pasuk, my beep, turn the page, Samach Beis, my cherev te'uklu. What does it mean that you're going to be devoured by the sword? Amarava milcha glalnisa nama desari akusho basali. It's telling you that you're going to end up eating intense hard salt and hard bread made of barley flour and onions, damar mar, pas porni, chareva b'melch, b'tzalim kashim l'gufka, charevas, stale bread that's made in porni, which is a type of oven, and it's eaten with salt and onions, is as bad to the body as having swords. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.